Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. I am Paul Charchian, co-host, as usual, Tyler Canabley. Hi, Tyler.
Hello, at PPR Tyler on Twitter.
At PPR Tyler. Yes.
New Twitter handle.
Yep. For those of us that have been following you, it just converts over. We don't have to do anything on our side.
There you go.
Which is good news. I should mention, Guillotine League's available. The season has just opened. We've got a fresh new app coming. You're not going to see it right now. Right now, it's the old app. Coming up in probably the second part of June. All new app coming for Guillotine Leagues at guillotineleagues.com. Strongly encourage you to try it out. You've heard all about the format. You know how it works. 18 teams start the season. No head-to-head. The low-scoring team gets cut. And that entire roster goes to the waiver wire where bidding mayhem ensues. It's total pandemonium. It's roster building like you've never seen before. It's anxiety. It's all the great stuff in the Guillotine League. You can get into a private league or a public contest. Who are we breaking down today, Tyler?
A top-tier round one wide receiver, A.J. Brown.
Ooh, A.J. Brown. Yes, it is. He's coming off. What a great move. Howie Roseman's the best executive in football. It's not close. What a great decision it was to bring in A.J. Brown, a key component to how they made it to the Super Bowl, almost won the Super Bowl. And he immediately blows up, right? He's languishing in a Tennessee offense that only loves Derrick Henry, goes to Philadelphia with a balanced up. They run plenty there too, but they also found ways to throw the ball and be much more totally effective there as well. Give us a little recap of what we saw from A.J. Brown.
2022, he finished as the wide receiver 6, and he was the wide receiver 8 in average points per game, and he's currently going off the board, wide receiver 6.
Right, yeah, right where he finished.
Exactly. And he's more of a volume guy last year than we ever seen in Tennessee because, I mean, you got Derrick Henry, so they're not going to throw as much. But, yeah, I mean, we just saw a different side of A.J. Brown, but we still saw the explosiveness that you love to see.
There was a lot to like last year. Career highs in every statistical category. I think he benefited from better quarterbacking, better cast around him, right? Devonta Smith, you had to account for. Dallas Goedert, you had to account for. I think those were big things. Oh, great running game that defenses had to account for. So unlike Tennessee, where teams went in and just said, we're not going to get beat by Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. We're going to just take those two guys away and make Tennessee beat us some other way. With the Eagles, they had way too many weapons for me to do that, and A.J. Brown had a lot of big games.
Yeah, and he was also seemingly a safe play last year. I mean, among wide receivers with 12-plus games played, A.J. Brown had the second fewest finishes outside of the top 30.
Love it.
The first was Ja'Marr Chase.
Yes.
So that's good company to begin, and he had double-digit fantasy points in 15 of his 17 games.
That's fantastic, right? Especially not to make this all about Guillotine Leagues, but in the Guillotine League, you're looking to not finish last. Having a guy give you double-digit fantasy points 15 out of 17 weeks, golden, so huge for A.J. Brown. The situation this year is almost totally unchanged.
Yeah, I know, right? And there's even more, like, upside for some, how do you say it? I guess, like ceiling, because if anything happens to Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown is, like, he's the guy. He's not just, like, a 1A where Devontae Smith might be 1B. He is the number one, and then everyone kind of filters in after that. So I think he could even see a better season than he did last season.
See, I would contend that I think he's better with Devonta Smith on the field.
Yeah, that's
Smith
fair. Yep.
Is such a different receiver, and he's so fast, and he draws defenses away, and this is not a deep receiving depth chart in Philadelphia.
It's not.
So I don't want defenses to have to be able to really converge on A.J. Brown. But where I do think he gives you some upside this year, I think his touchdown potential is still untapped here.
Yeah, and he finished number two in total touchdowns last season among wide receivers, but it feels like he could have one of those nuclear, not Randy Moss 2007 nuclear, but mm-hmm. He could have 15 touchdowns. That'd be crazy.
He could.
It wouldn't be crazy.
Right. I mean, it's the big body, right? So he's such a great target. If you're at the 5-yard line and you're going to throw a pass, all he has to do is, take about 6 steps forward, turn, and just launch a rocket at A.J. Brown and that big body, the big catch radius, right? But then also, he's so good at yards after catch. He finished last year number two in yards after catch. Dude can just, he's one of the few wide receivers who can just legitimately break tackles.
Yeah, he finished top four in a lot of categories, kind of like how we did with Geno. I'm just going to run through the stats that he finished top four in.
Geno Smith, that was in Tuesday's FFW Micro, by the way.
Receiving yards, number four. Total touchdowns, number two, we mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Yards after catch, number two. Yards per route run, number two. Yards per target, number four. Yards per team pass attempt, number two. And target rate versus man, he was number one in the league.
Man, that is some devastating numbers.
Yeah.
And some of those, directly correlate to fantasy.
Exactly, like yards per route run.
Yes, that's a great fantasy stat. That. Yep. We care about that. We care about yards, touchdowns. There's a lot of things that we like about that. DeMonta Smith emerged as a really good player. Now, he had a good rookie year, but not necessarily like an eye-popping rookie year, but year two. 136 targets for DeMonta Smith, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. Let me ask you, Tyler, do you believe DeMonta Smith and that level of production helps or hurts A.J. Brown?
I do think, I don't know, because you can make the argument for either way. Mm-hmm. I do think it helps for his long-term, season-long kind of status in terms of, you're right, he's not going to get that double cover. Sometimes we do see with Justin Jefferson where he will get double covered the entire game. And there's games where Justin Jefferson has where it's like one catch or two catches for 30, 40 yards.
Yeah.
And I don't think that can never happen with A.J. Brown. It's going to be a lot less likely that you're going to get a couple, three or four games of those, which I think we saw with Justin Jefferson had a couple games of those, which is why A.J. Brown finished inside the top 30 a little bit more than Justin Jefferson did last season.
A.J. Brown's value is already high. He's going off the board at wide receiver 6. I think we believe that's approximately right for him. Dynasty value is potentially even higher because Jalen Hurts is great. He's young. A.J. Brown redid his deal when he came to Philadelphia a year ago. So he's got a lot of runway left in Philadelphia. He's young. I mean, there's probably, I don't know, he's ADP 6 in redraft. He might be ADP 4, 3. Mm-hmm. In Dynasty.
Yeah, in Dynasty, who would you rather? Let's do the ADP game, but we'll go Dynasty Edition first.
Okay, Dynasty Edition of ADP.
Yeah, so right now, Garrett Wilson is the wide receiver 3, and according to Keep Trade Cut for Dynasty Football, and A.J. Brown's wide receiver 4.
I'd rather have Brown because I know who the quarterback is. I don't even know who the Jets quarterback is next year.
Exactly, that's my thing too. The quarterback stability is such a thing you need to pay attention to in dynasty leagues because even Justin Jefferson, if Kirk's gone this season and they have a rookie quarterback, that's going to hurt Justin Jefferson quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's one of those
almost certainly, at least short term. Yeah,
exactly. So, I'm taking AJ Brown for sure over Garrett Wilson. Agreed. As much as I like Garrett Wilson.
Yeah. We love Garrett Wilson.
All right. We're switching back to redraft. Here we go. ADP game, Cooper Kupp wide receiver 4 and AJ Brown's wide receiver 6 right now.
Cup's ahead of schedule by all accounts. It looks like he's going to be ready for the start of the season. His injury was very early last year, so he's going to have almost a full year on it. I can't quit Cup. He was on pace to be fantasy receiver number one before the injury.
He was number one in average points per game last season.
So I'll take Cup.
Yep, I'll take Cup too. Diggs, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver 5.
I'll take A.J. Brown. I mean, Diggs is great, too. These are all great players. Brown gives me, like you were talking about, that 12-touchdown, 14-touchdown upside that Diggs does not have.
I agree. I'm taking Brown. I've been taking Diggs over Brown, but now, after kind of diving into the stats,
right.
I switched over. I think I'm going to go A.J. Brown over Stephon Diggs.
All right.
Davante Adams, wide receiver 7.
I'm so out on Adams.
Who's going to be his quarterback?
I'm so out on Adams.
This Garoppolo stuff is crazy.
It's crazy.
He might get cut, and they could save all the money. They don't even have to pay him anything.
And the depth chart is so thin behind Garoppolo. Davante Adams talking about leaving the team. I really don't like this. They got the weak arm that Garoppolo's got. No downfield stuff coming for Davante Adams. I'm right now, My most recent ranking, which I haven't published yet, but they're coming. I believe I have him at wide receiver 12 for Devonta Adams. Okay. So obviously AJ Brown.
We'll see how much Devonta Adams likes Trey Lance throwing in the ball in 2023.
It could be that way.
Yep. Yeah, I'll take AJ Brown. And last one, fellow NFC East rival, CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver 8.
Love CeeDee Lamb. He goes to these stretches where he disappears more than AJ Brown does, and I don't like that. I'd go AJ Brown. I think America's got the consensus. I think the consensus is right. I'd go AJ Brown over CeeDee Lamb, but not by a lot.
I'm with it. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Great job. Hope you've enjoyed this Fantasy Football Weekly micro edition. We encourage you to check out guillotineleagues.com for the new, freshest, funnest way to play fantasy football. We'll be back with more Fantasy Football Weekly. Thanks, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.